Payne with T-System South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife. Because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, because I love you, because I want you back, and I think you're cute. A couple things you might want to know about. One is I did something really strange yesterday. I watched a video of this. I've heard of it. It's the first time I ever seen it. It's called South Park. It's a animated series. My assumption is it is probably, in for the most part, less than ideal in its value system. And whatnot. I don't know. But I watched one episode specifically because it was referring to relationships with China and China banned it. And they took it off the air because they pointed out the amount of influence that China has on the American movie industry. And in very provocative ways, talked about things like the organ harvesting and the slave labor and things of that nature. They hit a lot of the politically incorrect things to say, and I thought that was fascinating. But again, it was, I don't think most people care. But it was interesting to see. And of course, I also wonder about, would anybody in my family have understood what was being said? Or do you get distracted by, oh, they're such awful people, or bad language or something of that nature, and write it off? The other thing I heard about was an interview with a gentleman who is a friend of Julian Assange, who is in what has been described as the British Guantanamo Bay, a prison that he currently resides in solitary confinement, apparently over 23 hours a day, alone in a room with nothing, no books, no connection to the outside world, no interaction with others. That's all he has. His crime, telling the truth. And, you know, it sinks in with me because, for several reasons. One is, again, the comment by your dad, who stated, distance yourself from him and say, no, I'm sorry, I will not. I have tremendous respect for Julian Assange, for what he has done, and so forth. Point to one thing that he has exposed that's untrue. It's a common question that's being asked. Point to one thing he's exposed that's untrue. I have, on more than one occasion, called him out for his sexual exploits. But, you know, the allegations of impropriety, from the world's perspective, there are none. So, but I can relate to the isolation he has. Except the difference is I've now come to describe myself as Fritz Erbe with a nicer hole. Because the difference between Julian Assange, who is being imprisoned by the political system because he exposed inappropriate deeds of the U.S. and other governments, the horrible deeds, Ephesians 5:11, he followed suit on that. And the institution of the state went after him, whereas in the case of Fritz Erbe, it was the institutional church, the Protestants, that went after him and stuck him in a hole where he lived for 7 years with no books, nothing but walls, in a hole. They did finally get him a bed, but that's it. And the only difference I feel is I can walk. I just walked a short 4 miles today. So you know, which is the difference. But otherwise, the isolation is very much there. So I can relate to these people, very much so. And one other third thing I'll tell you about is, just had a dialogue with Nirv in reference to the progress of rapid RMS, and he has, after years of trying, starting to build some relationships, and maybe finally some money's coming in. I got obviously the funds that came in to take care of my wife because the state stuck their nose in our lives. There may be some more that would allow similar payments in the not too distant future. Then of course things may change radically. But one of the reasons I've stuck with Nirv all these years is because it's not just making money. It's his. Rapid RMS is his. And there's a difference in character when you're doing something that is you as opposed to how do I make money. It's like when I deal with a gentleman that I didn't deal with today because of issues at the farmer's market who's 89 years old, but it's his business. And he does it well. But so things may finally improve. But there's another thing that you should be aware of. Just like the issue, you know, related to the Julian Assange thing. And other relationships I've had. If there is a call to compromise what it is to be obedience to Christ, I'm going to walk away. I have learned I can't. I need to walk away from things when it is completely contrary to obedience to Christ. And I have no reason to bend anymore. I just wanted you to be aware of that. Some people actually will do what they can as fallen men to be obedient to Christ. Obviously, the people around you are not that way, which I find a concern. Dorothy Jane, beyond any question in my mind, I love you dearly.